VAX-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Desi Beats, dear listeners. You are listening to 90.3 FM CKUT, and this is Desi Beats. My name is Ambika Sharma, and I'm going to bring to you today this another riveting session of Desi Beats from 6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday. And today, as always, there is a lot of beautiful, soulful music. I have planned to play a great interview by a very renowned dancer and a cultural person from Montreal area, and her name is Amrita Chowdhury, who will be talking about her upcoming production Shakti Rising. And so there's lots of information on that. Unke saath mazedar baatcheet, aur iske baad hum play karenge aapke liye kuch zabardast music. So are you all ready? Chaliye sunte hain, and I hope that you enjoy this session of Desi Beats. Hello, welcome, dear listeners. And this evening, guess who we have with us? Amrita Chowdhury. She needs no introduction, for one, because she has been a performer, a dancer, a researcher, and a yoga person. Yes, someone who has dedicated her life's work doing this. So welcome to Amrita Chowdhury, to Desi Beats.
Thank you for having me, Amrita.
Amrita, I'm going to quickly let people know what all you have done, because there's a lot, trust me, that if we go on talking about her. Still, I want you all of us to know what all has gone in those 30 years of international experience in choreography, performance, teaching, and researching. To start with, she was educated at Shantiniketan in India, a world-renowned institution. She specializes in Odissi classical dance, Rajasthani gypsy dance, sacred dance traditions, folk dance, Bollywood dance, and modern dance. Hold your breath. She's also a yoga teacher and has traveled throughout North and South America, Europe, giving workshops, talks, and performances. Now, not only that, her work actually speaks the way she has collaborated with various artists, whether it is indigenous artists or European artists. Excuse me. Other than that, she has also worked with various North American, European, and big music artists, collaborated and presented her work. Now, I also want to let you know that what her work has entailed is basically to create bridges between artist expressions and choreography. And her yoga work has also specializing in mudras, tantra, meditation. Wow, wow, wow. Now, as is the case, she is bringing to us something special through her next production, and we are here to talk about that. So welcome, Amrita ji, and I also want to ask from you, first of all, tell us about what this next production is that Amrita Dance Creation is offering to the people of Montreal.
Thank you, Ambika. That was a very generous introduction. On 19th of November at 7 p.m., we are presenting Shakti Rising, Honoring Our Stories. And Shakti Rising is a collaboration between Indian and Indigenous dance and music. And it explores the cultural, the political, the spiritual aspects surrounding the life cycles of two women represented by Mother Earth. It's an intercultural, multilingual, and artistic performance that follows the story of these women and their journeys in today's world. So very important, from both ancient traditions, ancestral knowledge, and profound life experiences of these women, and issues related to marginalized and Indigenous communities are highlighted through five powerful dance pieces.
Wow. So if I go to watch this production, I'm going to be entertained by five different pieces. That sounds really, really interesting. And Amrita, I have observed with your work and with the extensive body of work that you have had, that at the crux of your dance philosophy is making bridges between people, cultures. What does dance mean to you?
For me, dance goes beyond technique. It is a philosophy of life in motion. And it is also used to communicate various social, political, spiritual aspects of our lives, to bring awareness, to touch people, to heal people, and bring a sense of togetherness and reconciliation, especially in this world that we're living today. We really need artistic expressions to connect us, to remind us of the interconnectedness and interdependence between all cultures, all spiritual traditions, and all people of the world. So dance for me is a powerful dialogue of communication.
And we can clearly see that the next production that you're doing, Shakti Rising, honoring our stories, we will definitely see some shades of it there as well. I want to also know, what inspired you to do this production? What was the thought process? And also, that's going to be my next question, that what work did it entail?
A lot. I think that's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. 4 years ago, for Festival Accès Asie, I created a performance called Sophia's Resurrection. And it was a story of an Indian woman from India who traveled all the way to Canada and her life journey through the trials and tribulations and ended up with a lot of hope and love at the end. But that journey was a very interesting and powerful journey. And I also collaborated with a wonderful Anishinaabe powwow musician and a contemporary dancer as well in that production. And Shakti Rising kind of rose from Sophia's Resurrection. And so I really wanted to bring two very ancient cultures together. Very important for me also, I am a guest on this land where the indigenous people have lived from for thousands of years. So for me, this collaboration is even more special from the heart, to collaborate with heart, with soul, and with a sense of purpose. So in the production, as I was saying, there are five different dance pieces, and we begin with creation, representing the power, the feminine power of Shakti, the creator, destroyer, and the recreator of this universe, which symbolizes the strong feminine energy of creation. And this piece is followed by preservation, excuse me, a piece symbolizing the story of Sky Woman, which is the creator and preserver from the indigenous perspective, which my colleague Barbara Daibo is also dancing in. And then comes Destruction. It's a high-powered dance piece that offers us a portal into the trials and tribulations that marginalized and indigenous communities face in the current times. And this is followed by Recreation, a lyrical movement piece that creates glimpses of hope, compassion, and a sense of belonging. And finally, the piece Gratitude offers hope from Mother Earth herself and guides us through the path of working together in harmony. And a sense of awareness and empathy and reconciliation. So this is a profound journey through dance and music.
So it sounds really interesting, starting from creation and then through series of dances, five different pieces that we will see there, different stages of life cycles after women. It sounds really interesting to me. And also you have live music that I can see in the info given here by Pedro Diaz and Aditya Verma. So I'm expecting that, again, there is some collaboration. There are different sounds we will hear in the production, right?
Barbara Dagger brings the Mohawk indigenous element through dance, and she's also a contemporary dancer. And Pedro Diaz, who is an indigenous person from Peru, this is my second collaboration with him, and he will bring indigenous music from here and from Peru to us. Aditya Verma needs no introduction in the Indian community. He's a great sarodist, and he is also collaborating with us. So we have two Indian artists and two indigenous artists.
Perfect. So that is, in true sense, collaboration in terms of creativity, in terms of philosophy, culture, everything coming together sounds so good to me. Okay, now I also want to know, before we go to anything else, how can we see the show? Where can we book the tickets and all the other important information that all our listeners of Desi Beats need to know from you?
So the show is on 19th of November at 7 p.m. at Auditorium, Vanier College Auditorium. And the ticket sales are at https://pointofsales.com/tickets/Shakti Rising. But if you look me up, which is amritadancecreations.com/Shakti Rising, you will receive all the information, and you are welcome to call 514-768-9711.
So Amrita has basically given all the information to you. I just want to say today we are talking to Amrita Chowdhury, the very popular, the very experienced, and a legend in terms of what I can't even say dance, because she has been doing so many things, the cultural landscape of Montreal and more. And she's talking about her next production that Amrita Dance Creation is offering, the intercultural, multilingual, cross-cultural production, Shakti Rising, Honoring Our Stories, which is being performed by Amrita Chowdhury and Barbara Daibo. And the show is on Saturday, November 19 at 7 p.m. You can buy your tickets at thepointofsale.com for sure, /Shakti Rising. And the venue is Vanier College Auditorium, 865 Avenue St. Croix, Montreal. Of course, all the information is also there on her Facebook page, where she has created an event, and also on her website. So there is no dearth of that. And before we just go, I just want to know one very curious question from my side. I have seen you in various avatars. You have been a researcher, you have been a dancer, you have been a yoga person doing, and even in dancing, you have the classical Indian dance, tribal folk dances. Tell me, which role is closest to your heart?
Oh, wow. That's an amazing question. For me, they all intermingle together. I must say the tribal folkloric culture is very close to my heart. Although I'm an Indian classical dancer, that is also my research. That is very close to my heart because that is where all art came from. So even the classical arts, if you listen to the Bauls from Bengal, or if you listen to the Rajasthani folkloric, you'll see classical, folkloric, indigenous, all blending together in their sound, where there are no veils, there are no lines, they're just coming together. So the folkloric cultures, which is the foundation of our cultures, has attracted me a lot. And hence, that probably would be philosophically, and also spiritually close to my heart, because that is the foundation of our civilization.
Thank you so much. That really sums up. And yes, we can feel the way your journey, the artistic journey has been so many things blending into many beautiful productions that we all in Montreal are very, very lucky to see. So thank you for coming and spending time with us and letting us know about Shakti Rising, your upcoming production. And good luck. I'm sure many of us are going to be there to watch it.
I just want to say thank you for giving us a platform, Ambika. I really appreciate it. And thank you all for listening.
তাকদুম বাজাই আমি তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই বাংলাদেশের ঢোল সব ভুলে যাই তাও ভুলি নাই বাংলা মায়ের কোল তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই বাংলাদেশের ঢোল সব ভুলে যাই তাও ভুলি নাই বাংলা মায়ের কোল তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই জন্ম দিলাম আমারে মা পুতের এই বাঁধন ছেড়া সাধ্য কারোর নাই সব ভুলে যাই তাও ভুলি নাই বাংলা মায়ের কোল তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই আমি তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই বাংলাদেশের ঢোল সব ভুলে যাই তাও ভুলি নাই বাংলা মায়ের কোল তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই আমার জীবন জুড়াইলাম বাউল ভাটিয়ালিতে মা তোমার মাটির সুরে সুরেতে পরাণ খুইলা মেঘনাতি তাস পদ্মারি গান গাই সব ভুলে যাই তাও ভুলি নাই বাংলা মায়ের কোল তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই ও আমি তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই বাংলাদেশের ঢোল সব ভুলে যাই তাও ভুলি নাই বাংলা মায়ের কোল তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই বাজে ঢোল নরম গরম তালেতে বাজে ঢোল নরম গরম তালেতে বিসর্জনের ব্যথা ভুলাই আগমনি খুশিতে বাজে ঢোল নরম গরম তালেতে বাংলাদেশের ঢোলের বলে ছন্দ পতন নাই ও বাংলাদেশের ঢোলের বলে ছন্দ পতন নাই সব ভুলে যাই তাও ভুলি নাই বাংলা মায়ের কোল তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই বাংলাদেশের ঢোল সব ভুলে যাই তাও ভুলি নাই বাংলা মায়ের কোল তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই বাংলাদেশের ঢোল সব ভুলে যাই তাও ভুলি নাই বাংলা মায়ের কোল তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই আমি তাকদুম তাকদুম বাজাই
সোহাগ চাঁদ বদনী ধ্বনি নাচ তো দেখি সোহাগ চাঁদ বদনী ধ্বনি নাচ তো দেখি বালা নাচ তো দেখি ও বালা নাচ তো দেখি বালা নাচ তো দেখি সোহাগ চাঁদ বদনী ধ্বনি নাচ তো দেখি সোহাগ চাঁদ বদনী ধ্বনি নাচ তো দেখি আর নাচেন ভালো সুন্দরী এ বাঁধেন ভালো চুল নাচেন ভালো সুন্দরী এ বাঁধেন ভালো চুল নাচেন ভালো সুন্দরী এ বাঁধেন ভালো চুল হেলিয়া দুলিয়া পড়ে হেলিয়া দুলিয়া পড়ে নাকেশ্বরের ফুল বালা নাকেশ্বরের ফুল সোহাগ সোহাগ চাঁদ বদনী ধ্বনি নাচ তো দেখি সোহাগ চাঁদ বদনী ধ্বনি নাচ তো দেখি বাজে ঠুমুক ঠুমুক তালে রুনুর ঝুনুপুর বাজে হো রুনুর ঝুনুপুর বাজে ঠুমুক ঠুমুক তালে রুনুর ঝুনুপুর বাজে নয়নে নয়ন মিলিয়া গেল নয়নে নয়ন মিলিয়া গেল সরমের রং লাগে গালে সরমের রং লাগে গালে যেমনি নাচে নাগর কানাই তেমনি নাচে রাই যেমনি নাচে নাগর কানাই তেমনি নাচে রাই নাচিয়া ভুলাও তো দেখি নাগর কানাই একবার নাচিয়া ভুলাও তো দেখি নাগর কানাই বালা নাগর কানাই সোহাগ চাঁদ সোহাগ চাঁদ সোহাগ চাঁদ বদনী ধ্বনি নাচ তো দেখি সোহাগ চাঁদ বদনী ধ্বনি নাচ তো দেখি বালা নাচ তো দেখি ও বালা নাচ তো দেখি বালা নাচ তো দেখি সোহাগ চাঁদ বদনী ধ্বনি নাচ তো দেখি সোহাগ চাঁদ বদনী ধ্বনি নাচ তো দেখি
পাহাড়ির দেশে যা, রাঙা মাটির দেশে যা, তু লাল পাহাড়ির দেশে যা, রাঙা মাটির দেশে যা, তাকে দূরে মানাইছি নাই গো, একেবারে মানাইছি নাই গো।
Thank you. ওই মাঝখানেতে বসো গো দিদি, মাঝখানেতে বসো,
মাঝখানেতে বসো দিদি, মাঝখানেতে বসো,
ফুটিক ফুটিক ফেলো জল, লজ্জা কেন হাসো,